Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Truth. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Honesty. I was always taught growing up that honesty is the best policy. Truth and honesty are things that we admire. They are things that we aspire to. They are things that we cherish, and we honor those who are honest and truthful, or at least we're supposed to do that. Does this look good on me? Can be a trap question for all kinds of different people if we're trying to be honest, right? To tell your boss the truth about why it is that you're late to work can be haunting. Today in Scripture, we have stories of things that happened to God's people, more specifically to God's prophets, for speaking the truth, for being honest, and for honoring God's message to God's people. Amos, who was a guy who worked in farms in the southern two tribes of Judah, was sent by God north to the king of the northern tribes of Israel with a message about God's plumb line. Amos tells the king and his ministers and the priests and the prophets in his temple that God has a plumb line and that all that Israel has built is askew. It's not plumb or level or straight, which are all metaphors that Amos is using for living God's will. Israel's actions, especially towards the poor, has set her future tottering. And Amos is there as a warning. He tells them the truth that God is saddened by the way that the rich don't seem to care about anyone but themselves, and how they cheat the poor, the widows, the orphans, and the outcasts in order to make their lives a little easier. Now, having told the truth, having relayed God's message of both condemnation and hope, Amos is condemned by the priests. They speak lies about him, and his reward for telling the truth is exile with dispatch. He is rushed out of town and shamed. Truth and honesty are not always well rewarded. John the Baptist speaks the truth to King Herod, and he was imprisoned for it. Herod desired his brother Philip's wife, and she wanted to be a queen. So Herod forced his brother to divorce his wife so that Herod could marry her instead. John went to Herod, and he told him that as a representative of God and of God's people, Herod should never behave like that. John was reminding Herod that he had responsibilities to God and also responsibilities to the people, but Herod instead was more worried about his libido and how he might look good to the Romans. The truth that John spoke angered Herod and his wife, and John was thrown into prison for his efforts. Another great reward. But you see, there was worse brewing for John. And we read about that in today's gospel story. Herod's wife is still angry, and she uses a foolish slip of the tongue by Herod to seal John's fate. A promise made to her daughter becomes a death sentence. And truth, at least as far as John can speak it, is silenced. We hear this story in the gospel today because Herod is worried that Jesus is going to pick up where John left off. Herod knew that John was a messenger from God and is worried that John and his message is back. You see, both John the Baptist and Amos were following a call from God to proclaim the truth of God's love and our responsibility to that love. We too are called as children of God and as followers of Jesus, to show the truth, to live the truth, to speak the truth, if we must, all about God's love for all people. While this can be difficult for us, for most of us, this doesn't come with a risk of violence or punishment. For us, it is more a matter of discovering from where our courage can come. Where do we turn to find strength and peace, to find comfort and presence? And Paul tells us where we can find that. See, where we find all of those amazing things is the same place as it was for Amos and for John. We turn to the love of God. But Paul reminds us, all of us who live on this side of the resurrection, that the love of God is clearest to us in Jesus. Paul sings of the blessings that are ours in Jesus, our Savior and our Lord. From the blessings that we can find, from the courage to live the truth, from adoption by God as His children, we can find the strength to speak the truth about God's love for all people. We have confidence in the presence of Christ, in the truth of God's love for us. And that love and presence then inspire our lives. We are redeemed from our sinfulness, and we are saved from temptation by the death and resurrection of Jesus. We are forgiven and given new life by the love of Jesus' life, by the gift of the table, by the transformation of our baptisms. We know all these truths. We have experienced these blessings in ways that Amos and John never did. And if they can find the courage to live and speak God's truth, then we can too. You see, the stories of Amos and John are not meant to frighten us, even though there are bits that can be really frightening. These are stories meant to show us how even people like us, and both Amos and John would claim to be people just like us, but even people like us can bring the love of God to others. Sometimes that's tough love. It's a warning. But more often, it is the love of our lives lived in service and in care for the neighbors and the people around us. You see, from the beginning of creation, God has had a dream, a vision, where we will show God how much we love God by loving and caring for one another. Amos was showing the king of Israel where that love and care was lacking. John was showing Herod where that love and care was lacking. We may never be called to tell anyone where it is lacking, but we are all sent into the world to bring that love and care wherever we see that it's needed. We may never be called to be prophets, but we are called to follow Jesus into lives of love and service, into lives where God's vision becomes our mission. See, we have seen the plumb line. We have seen Amos's banishment, John's beheading, and Jesus' crucifixion. And we see a world that needs love desperately. Today, we are encouraged to live the truth of God's love, to speak the truth of God's love, to allow the love of God to fill us to overflowing, and then love our neighbors as we are called. May the blessing and the adoption of God fill you with strength and courage, with patience and peace, as we go from here living the truth of our God. Amen.